Turbulent Indigo is Joni Mitchell's 17th album and her first release in over 3 years. Now 50, Mitchell has become an influence on a whole new generation of performers. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of her latest work.
She pulls a shade, it's just another sunny Sunday. She dodges the light like Blanche Dubois. Bright colors fade away on such a sunny Sunday. She waits for the night to fall.
A couple of years ago, I did a review on this show about a bunch of young singer-songwriters I called Junior Jonies, women who had been crucially influenced by the autobiographical musing and idiosyncratic melodies of Joni Mitchell. It got as big a response as any review I've done on Fresh Air, including a request from Joni Mitchell's manager for a tape of the show, because Mitchell was apparently intrigued. Since that time, the league of Junior Jonies has only increased. Listen to Sheryl Crow, Sean Colvin, and Tori Amos, and I'd be surprised if you didn't recognize the same artful meandering that Mitchell pioneered. The thing is, what all her imitators imitate is Mitchell's early phase, her late 60s, early 70s period, which peaked with Blue in 1971. A few albums after that, Mitchell abandoned her most crowd-pleasing style to explore a sort of beat poetry mixed with jazz. She willingly, courageously, and to some of us wrong-headedly, gave up the modes that made her most popular. But on Turbulent Indigo, Mitchell seems to be making peace with her past.
Hard bodies, soft emotions, so fast, so smart. The world is at your feet, but what about your heart?
Longtime Joni Mitchell fans should interpret the title Turbulent Indigo as blue with its dander up. The collection contrasts smooth, acoustic-based tunes with lyrics that are vicious attacks on the most prosaic of targets, doctors, lawyers, and pop stars. In the last category, I direct your attention to Not to Blame, a barely disguised condemnation of Jackson Brown, who made the tabloids over the past year for accusations that he hit his girlfriend, actress Daryl Hannah.
Story hit the news from coast to coast. They said you beat the girl you love the most. Your charitable acts seemed out of place. With a beautiful with your fist marks on her face, your buddies all stood by. They bet their fortunes and their fame that she was out of line and you were not to blame.
There's an anger and an all-pervasive bitterness that lends Turbulent Indigo an urgency missing from Joni Mitchell's music over the past 10 years. That anger is often expressed in banal terms. What could be more cliched in the mid-90s than attacking lawyers as greedy and doctors as incompetent hacks? But ultimately, this doesn't negate the potency of the music, much of which can rank among Joni Mitchell's most compelling creations.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Joni Mitchell's new album, Turbulent Indigo.